If you're a South Dakota resident and you see what looks like a smoke plume rising off the prairie, your first inclination might be to hop in your pickup truck and go check it out. And that's just what Rick Mallow did on Monday.
It looked like the first thing we thought was maybe a fire, and then we drove out north and east of town and seen that it was fields blowing out in that direction.
Mallow is a store manager at Titan Machinery on the east side of Pier. He says the dust storm was a few miles long with a plume high enough to be seen from Pier. And he wasn't the only one who mistook the blowing dust for a possible fire. 911 calls brought out Sean Kruger of the Pier Rural Fire Department.
Myself and another individual from the department, Leon Ellis, were out there. Leon was a little closer to it than I was and informed me that it was zero visibility in the immediate area.
Dust storms with zero visibility in the middle of a drought aren't really all that uncommon. But the fact that this storm happened in March is a little concerning for some locals. That includes people like this guy.
I'm Jason Miller. I'm a conservation agronomist with the NRCS office here in Pier.
The NRCS is the Natural Resources Conservation Service. One of the goals of the federal agency is to prevent another dust bowl. Miller works to educate farmers on the best practices to curb wind erosion. That includes asking farmers to hold off on tilling their fields and also to leave some vegetation standing to hold the soil down.
Leaving residue standing is the most effective way of protecting the ground. It basically reflects or deflects, I should say, that wind velocity right at the soil surface.
Leaving vegetation to cover the fields isn't always easy for farmers. With feed prices so high, some producers harvested dead corn crops last summer to sell as cattle feed, while others allowed cattle to graze in the fields, which can reduce cover as well. Those like Jason Miller stress the real need for a wet spring.
Well, we're going into this one with absolutely no subsoil moisture whatsoever, so it's going to be extremely critical for some spring rains to make this crop at all profitable and to basically grow some residue there to protect the soil cover.
Besides farmers, the NRCS also works with ranchers to maintain soil health. Terry Heck is a range management specialist. He says the key is for ranchers to avoid overgrazing.
You're leaving good cover out there, no bare ground. It's no different than on cropland. You can, maintain residue on the soil surface. You reduce evaporation rates and keep the soil cool. Just creates a better environment for grass production. And as it does get drier, you're still able to produce some grass because you're saving, as much moisture as you possibly can.
Heck says part of being a good grazing manager is having a drought contingency plan. He says this can mean some hard decisions for ranchers.
Reducing the herd can become one of those. And, that's a decision that has to be made early. And, if you don't have the forage to support the herd you have, it's best to make that decision and implement that action item as soon as you can.
Droughts are part of life in South Dakota. Right now, much of the state remains in the high-end drought categories. This spring, Weather Service officials forecast higher than normal temperatures and normal precipitation. Officials working to reduce soil erosion worry that without significant rains, dust storms, like the one this week east of Pier that resembled a wildfire, will become more common. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.